From NPR Music, this is Out Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City.
In the interest of playing something to ground us, I'm going to open with a thing called Fragments. This is a suite to the Afro-Cuban deity Ochun. And there's a reason, there's a theme, and we'll get into it. But let's hear this track. It's a very beautiful, jazzy track. It's a track that I think you'll dig. Check it out. This band is Ritmos Unidos. It's a collective from the Bay Area. It's led by a guy named Michael Spiro, who's like one of the giants of the Latin music scene in the Bay Area. It's a jazz band. It's an African band. It's an experimental band. But the music you're hearing is Afro-Cuban Santeria music, okay? This is a suite, part of a suite to the Afro-Cuban deity Ochun. And I'm playing this track because as we listen to it underneath us, it segues perfectly into the first track that you brought.
This is, like, hands down, one of my favorite discoveries of this year. And it's Ibeyi, and the song is River.
And you'll be able to hear the influence of the Afro-Cuban bata drums in the very sparse instrumentation of this rhythm track under this rap. Check it out.
Come to river, I will come to river, I will come to river.
Wash my soul.
I will come to your river.
Wash my soul.
I will come to your river.
Wash my soul again.
Carry away my dead leaves. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters. Sink my pains and complaints. Let the river take them. River.
Wash my soul.
I will come to your river.
Wash my soul.
I will come to your river.
Wash my soul again.
Carry away my old leaves. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters. Sink my pains and complaints. Let the river take them. River, drown.
Come to your river.
Wash my soul.
I will come to your river.
wash my soul.
I will come to your river,
wash my soul again.
Okay, now you got to tell us who that was and where they're from.
Isn't it just one of your favorite tracks of the year?
I love the way they mixed in. They filled out the Afro-Cuban, the Santería at the end, while they just, you know, gave us the subtle hint of it at the beginning of the song.
So Ibegui are French-Cuban twin sisters. They are Lisa Caín de Díaz and Naomi Caín de Díaz. And this is off of their brand new EP. It's a debut album called Olla. I think they're one of the most exciting acts I've heard all year. And you know what caught my eye? The video for this song, which is incredibly simple. It's kind of like this baptism, but it's very visually stunning. We're going to post it on our website, npr.org/altlatino. And I knew you would love it. It's like, it's very airy and relaxed and has a lot of electronic elements, but it's also very much has those Cuban Santería songs. And yes, at the very end, they are singing like a religious song in Yoruba.
Yoruba is the West African tradition that was brought over to, in particular, Cuba, but most of what we call the New World. But it was of the religion and the culture that was brought over from West Africa.
Well, Felix, you know, next up I brought something that does not have those Afro-Cuban influences. It's from Mexico, but it does have like that same airy beat, and it also has really similar vocal styles. The vocalist for this song is Denise Gutierrez of Hello Seahorse. You remember that band, right?
Yeah, I like those guys.
So this is Teen Flirt. And this is the song, her fake name is Sofia, which I often say about you.
You brought that one in because you know I'm a sucker for all those electronic noises and blips and deconstruction of beats, right? Is that why you brought it in?
Yes, of course. That's exactly what I did. I think that sometimes on Alt Latino, like, we do really well at bringing songs that we just love, and sometimes we have a musical dialogue, and this week I really feel like we're having this musical dialogue of, like, very relaxed and shh, calm down, be cool.
Then where does this next song fit in? This is DJ Neber?
This is DJ Neber, and he has a new mix out. Why don't you listen to it and tell me what you hear, because I'm really interested in you breaking this down.
Okay, I have two reactions, okay?
I hope one is shaking your thing.
The first reaction is that this, I think this is an example of how machines can have soul, right? How a machine can have feelings, because that's obviously a pre-recorded drum track. That's a drum machine. But it grooves, you know, sometimes those things are so mechanical. It's just to get people out on the floor, and there isn't a lot of nuance and subtlety. But I think that the way they program this, it's mechanical, but it has a nice feeling, a nice groove. And it illustrates to me how a lot of Afro-Cuban music fits so well with what we call electronica now, and a lot of those beats, whether it's house, whether it's whatever you want to call it. A lot, if you superimpose musically the structure of, like in this track, a cha-cha-cha, if you superimpose that over, you know, musically over this electronic dance beat, it fits perfectly. I really like this track. It reminds me of an album by a guy named X Alfonso, who put out an album early 2000s. Called, it was a tribute to Benny Moré, where he sampled Benny Moré, but over like hip-hop electronica stuff that was, my God, groundbreaking, brilliant. And this is sort of the after effects of that. If people understand that those rhythms, those beats really go hand in hand, because it's all dance music, right? This is a good example. Nice find.
Felix, you know what I was thinking when I was listening to this compilation? I was just thinking about how, you know, despite the conversation about how oversexed stars are, pop stars are today, you know, there's so much eroticism and sensuality and just sex in really old songs. I mean, when I hear a song like this, I think it's super sexy.
And that subtle sensuality of the cha-cha-cha, the older cha-cha-cha that was sampled on that track, I think is also reflected in this next song that we brought in. It's a new track from vocalist Francisca Valenzuela. This is called Prenderemos Fuego al Cielo.
La vida. vida mío es el mismo donde estás tú.
Okay, you didn't think I had this kind of thing in me, did you? This dance track, right? Does it surprise you that I brought this
Felix,
in?
You're hardly starting a revolution.
This is about as hardcore as I can get. You know, Francisca Valenzuela, you know, I think she does smart pop music. This is her third album. It's called Tajo Abierto. But I think she straddles that pop world and the indie spirit with her approach to music. And that hook, that chorus on this song really took me in on a style that I normally wouldn't listen a second time to. But someone sent me the track. I listened. And when I got to the bridge, I thought, I like this. I'm going to surprise Jasmine and play a dance-oriented track.
I'm not that surprised because I've been indoctrinating you for 4 years.
You know what? That is a very good point. That is very true. Very true.
Felix, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is Moreno Veloso in any way related to Caetano Veloso?
Son of legendary Brazilian musician Caetano Veloso. He's got a great new album out called Coisa Boa. This is a track called Em Todo Lugar.
In every place.
Levei as minhas roupas embora, levei algumas suas também. Passei a chave embaixo da porta, na rua não passava ninguém. Deixei ficar um tempo distante, deixei minha saudade pra lá. E mesmo sem ouvir o seu nome, seu rosto estava em todo lugar. Pra me ver chorar, ou só pra me ver partir hoje, hoje, hoje eu aprendi. Thank you.
Doesn't that have a lot of influence from Tropicália?
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, he grew up, he's the son of one of the legends of Tropicália.
This is the only track on the album that has that very, very direct influence, if you can believe it. The rest of it is a very, very nice mix of bossa nova, samba, other Brazilian traditions, but mixed in, obviously, with contemporary music.
Felix, I see what you did here.
What's that?
Felix is in charge of putting the song order on the show, and you played all of my songs. You got them out of the way so that you can end the show this week.
You had a very decidedly mellow and meditative quality to your songs. And I thought it mixed well with the Santeria thing we played at the beginning. And, you know, these other songs have a different feel to it, but I think that your little mini block, your mini set, just really, it was a beautiful collection of songs. And we're going to go right now to a more jazz feel, okay? This is a woman named Eliana Cuevas. She's from Toronto. She's originally from Venezuela. The album is called Espejo, and I guess you could call it a Latin jazz vocal album, but she's part of this wonderful group of female vocalists who are mixing tradition, mixing jazz, mixing world, mixing just their own personalities into the music. And this is a very, very good example. The track is called Llego, and again, the name of the album is Espejo.
Dan su bienvenida a todo sobo y su fantasía se hace en realidad. Llegó, contuvo sus deseos por mucho tiempo, pero esta es su oportunidad. Llegó, uno no es suficiente y dos son muchos, pero con hambre no se va a quedar. Llegó, con su paso atrevido, desafiante, y hoy su día nada va a sacrificar. Deja que tu piel se encienda. Es suficiente lo que siente y te digo que no miente. Llegó, ya no hay barreras que detengan su más profundo deseo de amar. Llegó y la miran con temor mientras respiran un hechizo que en el aire está. Llegó, inolvidable, inigualable, la que cae sobre todo su manera de escapar. Llegó.
deja que tu piel se encienda, deja que tu piel se encienda, deja que tu piel se encienda.
What do you think of those vocals?
She starts the song with some very traditional Venezuelan music, so it's very percussive. There's a lot of syncopation. So her vocals play off of that. And in a sense, it becomes like an additional percussion instrument, even though in addition to having a melodic quality, obviously, this is the only track on the album where she's playing with the traditional percussion and rhythms and styles from Venezuela. But this track, I think, this shows off her agility, you know, and for jazz vocalists, it's about rhythm, it's about harmony, it's about playing with the musicians. And jazz vocalists have a tradition of being called and yet another instrument in the band. So I think this one works perfectly.
Very cool. Yeah, kind of, it's like almost like scatting is what you say.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
We're going to finish with an album called Raiz. And I guess you can call it an all-star album. It's a new album from Lila Downs, Niña Pastori, and Soledad. Niña Pastori is from Spain. Soledad is from Argentina. Three different vocalists.
Oh my God, Soledad. I grew up listening to her.
Did you really?
Yeah, she does like a lot of like folk, like very folk Argentine music. Wow, I never thought we would be playing her on the show.
This album, like I said, is called Raiz. It's a beautiful and very powerful and wonderful record. It, again, features her and Niña Pastori from Spain. So they have tangos, there are corridos, there are flamencos. All three of them sing on all the tracks. So you get all these different vocal styles and these three very powerful and distinct voices. This track is called Cumbia del Mole, and that's how we're going to end the show today, with some Cumbia del Mole.
Now, before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can hear every single track we played on this week's show on our website. That's NPR's Alt Latino.
And if you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, we'll send you a really good mole recipe.
Wait, we never told them what mole is, Felix. It's my favorite food.
Mole is this really very rich and delicious sauce that's from southern Mexico.
Some of it is made with chocolate.
All great.
That's so good.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. I actually am going to go eat some mole right now.
Yeah, that's so wrong. That is so wrong.
Cuentan que en Oaxaca se toma mezcal con café. Cuentan que en Oaxaca se toma mezcal con café. Dicen que la hierba le cura la mala fe. Dicen que la hierba le cura la mala fe. A mí me gusta el mole que Soledad.
Oaxaca con agua es el chocolate. Cuentan que en Oaxaca con agua es el chocolate. Dicen que en la fiesta torito se ha de quemar.
Dicen que en la fiesta torito se ha de quemar.
Para el que haga su madre